It is a mild and rather muggy late summer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are running above normal in most locations, and dew points have come up into the 60s, meaning that the humidity level is moderate but not tropical. Across the far north, it's been a little bit cooler and less humid. There's a front that has hung up near the Canadian border. That's also the reason why it has been a little bit cloudier across the north today. And in that area, there is going to be the chance for a passing shower or a thunderstorm through late afternoon into tonight. Most of the area is expected to stay dry all night long. It'll be on the muggy side tonight, so the night will have somewhat of a summer feel, and some areas of fog are likely to form. Low temperatures will be largely in the 60s. And as we go through the day tomorrow, it'll be pretty similar to today. We'll have some patches of fog during the morning. That will lift. Then we'll see a blend of sunshine and clouds. I can't rule out a passing shower or thunderstorm well north and west of the capital region. And temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the low to, in some spots, mid-80s. And the humidity will be moderate through tomorrow, right into the day on Thursday. Then on Thursday, a cold front is going to come through. That'll bring us the chance for showers and thunderstorms across the whole area, though I don't think it's going to be a washout on Thursday. It'll just be a chance of a shower or thunderstorm at some point. Following that front, the humidity will drop dramatically for Friday. It's also going to cool down, so Friday is going to have a fall feel. In the tropics right now, things are quite busy. Out in the Atlantic Ocean, Paulette and Renee are moving out into the open waters of the Atlantic. Also, closer to the southeastern U.S., there is an area that the Hurricane Center is monitoring for potential development in the coming days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, patchy fog, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, with highs in the low to mid 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, muggy, lows in the low 60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, a high of 80 to 85. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid, highs in the 70s to around 80, and on Friday, mostly sunny, cooler, and less humid, with highs in the 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.